Hello. Good evening, everyone. Here is the Hornetis Prize Abel News, and this is Mukhtar Bashir Adani speaking. Welcome to I Heard My Life, a podcasting show at the episode 023, which is entitled How Socially Intelligent Personalities Suggest to Communicate for Their Respective Feedback, published on July 2, 2022 by Hornetis Prize Abel News. If you want to choose to be a good leader and a highly intelligent scholar, you're blessed to choose Mrs. Emily Williams' most reliable version of mindset. Socially intelligent people have the ability to know how to monitor their language in such manner that it avoids any conflict in the mind of the listeners. They can identify words that may carry a misunderstanding and steer clear of those ambitious words. They also realize that certain words tend to intimidate and threaten people. They avoid the usage of such words, especially while sharing feedback on the people's performance. They do it through their skills of empathy and being open-minded towards people's queries. For example, instead of using negative statements, they focus more on using positive statements. How intelligent managers treat their employers, especially those who are always coming late and giving excuses. Your output has been very low in this month, and your performance is nothing to write home about. You have not delivered anything last month, and now you face termination from the company. I'm concerned about how I am going to put a good numbers on the board this month, as I haven't yet received the productivity that I was expecting. I'm also thinking seriously about the punctuality issue of our team and how that is making us lose productivity. The performance of our team in last year was also not satisfactory, and I am under pressure to trim of those from a team who are not pulling their weight. For both cases, which one do you think will get the message across and prevent any negative personal backlash? Which case will get the employee start thinking, will feeling bad about this performance being pointed out to him? A person with a social intelligence knows that using I statement will show the employee the issues that the manager is facing and what he is forced to deal with, and also makes the person being spoken to sensitive to other issues. Using the neutral language will send a positive signal of a mutual respect to the listener and a willingness to acknowledge a different point of view. As you can see, the changes that you are to bring in your speech are not fast. It is just like a change of one word into the previous example. That set of a completely different course of conversation and interpretation. For example, many language specialists say that using the word but it signifies a precondition for an action. In the sentence, I will help you, but you have to wait for just a few minutes, signifies a precondition that help will only be provided in case you are patient. However, substituting but with, and it will make sentences sound on different. Literally, you better to apply and try it yourself. This is one of the a good example that you're supposed to react if maybe you are among the highly intelligent personalities. I'll help you, and you have to wait for just a few minutes. People who haven't acquired clarity in speech and tend to speak cluttered, fumbling manager, which clearly suggests that they haven't yet learned how to process and filter their thoughts. Those are carefully constructed conversation strategy. It requires a proper usage of words and also a proper intonation. Such good example can be taken as the most amazing genius woman coach, so named Mrs. Emily Williams, always suggests when processing her feedback through engaging a very powerful positive communicating, which is literally leaving a very interesting positive footprint for their feedback receivers. Influencing other needs information to be presented in such manner that can be early processing his or her corresponding and communicating their feedback. Hopefully, it is very important to present the right picture before giving statement. It's always advisable to ask yourself, do you say what you mean and mean what you say? Thank you for your highly esteemed and scholarly reading attention. Mukhtar Bashir Aden, Senior Independent Analyst and Freelancer Author at Hornets Press, Daily News, Chichiga, Somali Region, Ethiopia. Thank you for your attention. That's all about the broadcast episode 023. Meet you next time. Goodbye. Hello. Good evening, everyone. Here is the Hornets Press Daily News, and this is Mukhtar Bashir Aden speaking. Welcome to I Heard My Life, a podcast show at the episode 023, which is entitled How Socially Intelligent Personalities Suggest to Communicate for Their Respective Feedback, published on July 2, 2022 by Hornets Press Daily News. If you want to choose to be a good leader and a highly intelligent scholar, you're blessed to choose Mrs. Emily Williams' most reliable version of mindset. Socially intelligent people have the ability to know how to monitor their language in such manner that it avoids any conflict in the mind of the listeners. They can identify words that may carry misunderstanding and steer clear of those ambitious words. They also realize that certain words tend to intimidate and threaten people. They avoid the usage of such words, especially while sharing feedback on the people's performance. They do it through their skills of empathy and being open-minded towards people's queries. For example, instead of using negative statements, they focus more on using positive statements. How intelligent managers treat their employers, especially those who are always coming late and giving excuses. Your output has been very low in this month and your performance is nothing to write home about. You have not delivered anything last month and now you face termination from the company. I'm concerned about how I am going to put a good numbers on the board this month, as I haven't yet received the productivity that I was expecting. I'm also thinking seriously about the punctuality issue of our team and how that is making us lose productivity. The performance of our team in last year was also not satisfactory, and I am under pressure to trim of those from a team who are not pulling their weight. For both cases, which one do you think will get the message across and prevent any negative personal backlash? Which case will get the employee start thinking, will feeling bad about this performance being pointed out to him? A person with a social intelligence knows that using I statement will show the employee the issues that the manager is facing and what he is forced to deal with, and also make it the person being spoken to sensitive to other issues. Using the neutral language will send a positive signal of a mutual respect to the listener and willingness to acknowledge a different point of view. As you can see, the changes that you are to bring in your speech are not fast. It is just like a change of one word into the previous example. That set of a completely different course of conversation and interpretation. For example, many language specialists say that using the word but it signifies a precondition for an action. In the sentence, I will help you, but you have to wait for just a few minutes signifies a precondition that help will only be provided in case you are patient. However, substituting but with and it will make sentences sound on different literally. Literally, you better to apply and try it yourself. This is one of a good example that you're supposed to react if you may be maybe you are among the highly intelligent personalities. I'll help you and you have to wait for just a few minutes. People who haven't acquired clarity in speech and tend to speak cluttered, rambling manager, which clearly suggests that they haven't yet learned how to process and filter their thoughts. To a carefully constructed conversation, a strategy requires a proper usage of words and also a proper intonation. Such good example can be taken as the most amazing genius woman coach, so named Mrs. Emily William, always suggests when processing her feedback through engaging a very powerful positive communicating, which is literally leaving a very interesting positive footprint for their feedback receivers. Influencing other needs information to be presented in such manner that can be early processing his or her corresponding and communicating their feedback. Hopefully, it is very important to present the right picture before giving statement. It's always advisable to ask yourself, do you say what you mean and mean what you say? Thank you for your highly esteemed and scholarly reading attention. Mukhtar Bashir Aden, Senior Independent Analyst and Freelancer Author at Hornets Press, Daily News, Chichiga, Somali Region, Ethiopia. Thank you for your attention. That's all about the broadcast episode 023. Meet you next time. Goodbye.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. This is Asa Digital speaking. Welcome to I Shift My Last Podcast Show, episode 023, which is entitled How Social Intelligent Personality Suggest to Communicate for Their Respective Victim. Published on July 22 by Ron Dispress Daily. If you want to choose to be a good leader and a highly intelligent scholar, you place it to choose.
Socially intelligent people have the ability to know how to monitor their language in such manner that it avoids any conflict in the mind of their listeners. They can identify words that may carry it, understand and excuse three of those ambitious words. They also realize that certain words tend to intimidate and different people may avoid the usage of such words, especially when sharing feedback on the people's performance. They do it through their skills of English and being open-minded towards people who are, for example, instead of using negative statements, they focus more on using positive statements. How intelligent managers greet their employees, especially those as well as always coming great and giving the excuse. Your output has been very low in this month and the performance is not right home about. You have not delivered anything last month. Now you face termination from the company. I'm concerned about how I am going to put a good numbers on the board this Monday, as I haven't really received the productivity that I was expecting. I'm also thinking seriously about the patronage issue of our team and how that is making us lose productivity. The performance of our team in last year was also not satisfactory, and I am under pressure to train of those from the team who are not pulling their weight. For that cases, which one do you think will get the message across the different communities personal package? Which case will get the employee to start thinking or feeling bad about this performance being pointed out to him? A person with a social intelligence means that using I statement will show the employee the issues that the manager is facing and what he is forced to deal with, and also to make the person think
positive signal of a mutual respect to the listener and willingness to acknowledge a different point of view. As you can see, the chances that you are talking in your speech are not fast. It's just like a change of one word to the previous example. That set of a completely different course of conversation and interpretation. For example, my language clearly is free, but using the word. But it signifies the preposition of an action. In the sentence, I will help you, but you have to wait for a just few minutes. Signifies the precondition. That help will only be provided in case you are patient or ever substituting that with. And if delay, sometimes you sound on different literally. Literally, you better to apply it and try it yourself. This is one of the good examples that you're supposed to react if you may be. If maybe you are among the friendly, intelligent person. I'll help you and you have to wait for just a few minutes. Keep or half a bit awkward rather than a speech, attempt to speak. Contact
somebody, manager,
which clearly suggests that they haven't yet learned how to process and filter their thoughts. Those are carefully constructed conversation strategy requires a proper usage of words and also a proper intonation. Such a good example can be taken as the most amazing genius woman coach, Sonia, says Emily Wilde, always suggests when processing her feedback through engaging a very powerful positive communicating, which is reiterated using a very interesting positive view practice for this feedback cruciferous. Influencing others with this information to be presented in such manner that can be easily processing his or her responding and communicating their feedback. Hopefully, it is very important to present the right picture before giving a statement. It is always advisable to ask yourself, do you say what you mean and I mean what you say? Thank you for your high estimate and scholarly reading attention. Dr. Bashir Adam, Senior Independent Analyst and Professor Accountant, Chronic Express, Building News, Somalia, 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 Somalia